T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
Hi, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you. The Midday Show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock. CMB will come your way. Stunningly, Dolph Kramer.
Who?
And he said don't get used to it, of course, and Ernie Acosta. On the other side of the glass, we're live in a living color from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at my favorite store, ShopRite. We have a star-studded lineup today. John Heyman with all the baseball. The great Hall of Famer, LaDainian Tomlinson. The Super Bowl MVP, Phil Simms, will join us. So we got a lot of stuff to do today. So last night, and we'll get, you know, like I said, a lot of football. Last night, I know that my partner has David Price on his fantasy team. And he's fighting for the consolation prize right now with Tommy Lugauer, I believe, right?
No, I'm fighting with Carver for the consolation.
Oh, Carver. That's right.
Ernie is fighting with Lugi for
That's
the championship.
That's
for
right.
The gold.
That's right. Mike, the great Mike Carver.
Yes.
So I'm like, I know he's got David Price, but he's not going to pitch him against the Yankees because he knows better, because he knows
I know.
That David Price I folds know. Like a cheap suit.
I know.
When he sees Yankee pinstripes, even when he sees the Yankee road uniform.
I know.
So I said, now, you know what? He wouldn't do that. You know, he's too smart. And then I got in this morning, and he said, you know what I did? I started David Price.
I did.
I mean, what were you thinking?
Here's what I was thinking.
You weren't thinking.
I wasn't thinking, all yes. Right. But I was thinking that because this game means nothing to the Red Sox, sure, winning the division is great. They're going to win
right.
The division eventually.
Right. Of course.
Whether it's today, tomorrow, right. Saturday, they're going to do it. Right.
Yes.
I thought this will be where David Price gives the Red Sox fan the false hope. He'll go out there, he'll pitch 7 scoreless innings, and he'll confuse you. Plus, David Price has been great lately.
He has been great.
I thought his greatness lately was going to supersede his issue with the Yankees. And you know when I knew he was hosed? I knew it. Even though he didn't give up anything in the first inning. He walked McCutchen, I think, on 4 pitches.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew. And then his first out was Aaron Judge hitting a rocket line drive.
Right, right.
And I just knew. I said, this isn't going to get much better for him. Now, in his defense, can I defend David Price?
Yeah, please defend him.
Eduardo Nunez.
Yeah, I know. You're going to talk about the defense.
Why?
I knew you
lit him on fire.
Well, he set it up. He set up runs. I understand that.
Oh, my God.
Right.
With that said,
but still, I mean, could you get guys out?
Or keep the ball in the ballpark.
Right, right.
I mean, Miguel Andujar, it's a home
right.
run.
Now, they didn't exactly kill. The home runs were not exactly tape measure shots.
That doesn't matter.
But still, you know, Luke Voit, of course, twice.
What would excite?
Voit hits it to Beloit.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
And by the way.
That's not one of his better ones,
by the way. No, listen, some are hits, some are misses.
Right, right.
I do not take out of last night that Severino should start the wild card game. I'm still not there. I don't think
right.
I will be there.
I understand.
To me, it's Tanaka. But what I do take out of last night is righty, lefty, it doesn't matter. How do you take Luke Voit out of the lineup?
No, I agree with you. No, he's been tremendous. And they were just showing a stat on MLB Network here that since August 24th, only Christian Yelich has hit more home runs than Luke Voit.
Not a surprise.
How about that?
I mean, the guy has been a beast. He's done it against lefties. He's done it against righties. I don't know what he is next year. I don't know if I'm writing him into my plans for 2019, but for now, I want Luke Voit in the lineup. I think Neil Walker's valuable, and I'm sure if the Yankees have an extended playoff run, we'll see plenty of Neil Walker, whether it's coming off the bench or making a start at first base. But right now, Luke Voit's got the magic touch. He's got the magic.
Yep.
And What I ask to the Yankee fans, some of which, not all.
I think that was a song by the Platters. You've got the magic touch. I think I'm sorry. I mean, it was like probably 1956, but nevertheless.
That's probably why I had it in my head.
Actually, I'm sure.
But to the Yankee fans, and there's a few of them I'll name. Our old buddy Mike in New Haven, who is freaking out about this team.
Mike in New Haven.
Remember Mike in New Haven?
How could you forget?
He's got a podcast now. It's a big deal.
Yes.
To my buddy Mike in New Haven, to even Francesa, you guys relax now. All right? You're taking a deep breath. You're calming down. Is this team still garbage? Is this team still awful? You beat the daylights out of the Red Sox. And not only did you beat the daylights out of the Red Sox.
They'll probably win tonight, too. They'll probably sweep them.
I would think so.
Yeah, I would, too.
I would think so. But here's the thing. The Red Sox second-best starter is David Price.
Yeah,
and you own him. You are his daddy.
Bro, I will say it over and over again until I'm proven wrong or they don't get there. If they win that play-in game against Oakland, they got the Red Sox right where they want them. The Red Sox with all the pressure on them. That's the last team. I don't care what the Red Sox would say in public. The last team they want to see in the division series is the Yankees. I'm sorry.
How could it not be?
It has to be. There, it has to be.
I said this yesterday. There's only two arms that scare me from the Boston Red Sox. Chris Sale, who's a legit ace when he pitches more than three innings.
And Kimbrel.
And the closer.
Right.
But David Price certainly shouldn't scare any Yankee fan.
He should be scaring the Red Sox fans.
Absolutely. And I think this goes without saying, there is no way in the world David Price can pitch game three or four at Yankee Stadium. There's no way.
No.
It's game two. Period. End of discussion.
I don't even know.
That's it.
I might not even pitch him against the Yankees.
Nah, you have to.
I guess you have to, but you're playing with fire.
He's also, while he's been bad against the Yankees, it's a different animal when it's Yankee Stadium. At Fenway Park, he hasn't been nearly as bad. He hasn't been great, but he hasn't been as bad. So I think it's about keeping him away from that ballpark. That ballpark haunts him for some reason. And David Price says, I don't think about it. Are you kidding? You don't think about it?
Bro.
I think about it.
He probably knows every pitch he's thrown at Yankee Stadium that got tattooed.
I would think so.
Who's kidding? No.
And there's a lot of them. Porcello's very up and down. Porcello wouldn't stun me if he pitched eight scoreless innings
in game
three.
And he could get lit up as well.
And he could get lit up. Eduardo Rodriguez is solid. And the bullpen, there's nobody I really trust. Now, with that said, I don't want to take anything away from the Red Sox. They've won a lot of games. They've won this division. They've been the better team.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what the last couple of days has reminded you is that in a New York minute, everything can change, speaking of songs.
Yep.
And it has. Because think about the mojo of the Yankee fan this morning. That's right. The Eagles. Right?
Yes. I think it's just Henley himself.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But he was in the Eagles, right?
He was, yes.
Right. At least
yes,
I got that right.
Yes.
Yeah. In a New York minute, everything can change. In a New York minute. Look.
Right.
The mood of the Yankee fan this morning, Joe, is what? They're calm. They're
relaxed. Yeah, no, I understand.
They may even be getting cocky now. They may be starting to get a little cocky.
Maybe.
A little like, hey.
You got to beat the A's. It comes down to that. We've talked about this endlessly. Beat Oakland and everything changes.
Of course.
The Yankees have a one-game season that is still a couple weeks away, a week and a half away.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Now, you do this a lot, rightfully so. You compliment this general manager a lot.
I think he's one of the best.
Well, how about this? Now, remember.
Talking about Cashman, of course.
Of course. Yeah. Now, we're not talking about John Rickle.
No. Whoever the general manager of the Mets may be.
Yeah. Or whoever it is. We're not talking about that.
You mean Jeff Wilpon?
Exactly. That's who the GM is.
Right.
But last year, Brian Cashman was handed bouquets, rightfully so, for his trade deadline.
Yes.
Remember what he did?
Yeah, I know.
David Robertson, Tommy Canley, Todd Frazier, all that.
Tremendous.
How about this trade deadline? Let's think about this now.
McCutcheon.
Andrew McCutcheon, leadoff
hitter. J-Hap. Right. J-Hap, right.
Lance Lynn.
Yep.
Luke Voit.
Luke Voit.
That was for Chase and Shreve.
Yeah.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, I know.
And Zach Britton.
Yeah, I forgot him.
I think
with the Orioles.
Trade deadline, in a way, blows the other one out of the water.
Yeah.
That's how good this deadline's
been.
Very
good.
And the last deadline was really good. Think about what he did before the run. And I know McCutcheon isn't July 31st. I understand that. If we're playing semantics, that was August. I get that. But really, the deadline in general.
Right.
Addison Reed, when the Mets acquired him in 15, was in August as well. Sometimes August is bigger than July.
Yep.
But Andrew McCutcheon clearly has to play every day. J-Hap is likely to be a game one ALDS starter if the Yankees advance.
Right.
Zach Britton is either the closer or the eighth inning guy right now, depending on how they use Chapman. And Luke Voit, who no one thought about being a factor, is probably the first baseman. So this trade deadline for Brian Cashman, Joe, has been borderline epic.
Yep. As we watch Andujar's home run here.
And how good is Andujar?
Oh,
talk about a guy that's wrapped up Rookie of the Year.
Oh, my God. He's phenomenal.
He's phenomenal.
He's phenomenal.
He's phenomenal. And, you know, if you're the Yankees right now, is there motivation to avoiding the Red Sox clinching at Yankee Stadium? I guess a little bit.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
A little bit. I don't think it's the end of the world if they win today. I don't think it's that terrible. The Red Sox are going to win the division. Who cares?
Right.
If I'm a Yankee fan and the Red Sox win today, here's my attitude. Great. You celebrate now. We'll celebrate in 3 weeks. That'd be my attitude.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I just think this is, you know, what the Yankees are doing here, if they do sweep it, it's good for their psyche, if nothing else.
Yeah.
That they, you know, could do what they did to the Red Sox here.
And also what it's doing is every day you trickle off a game off the calendar, you're wrapping up what we think is inevitable.
Against Oakland, right, home field.
And that you're going to have home field.
Right.
Now, the A's did win last night. They won 10-0.
What are they, still 2.5?
Right, but it's really more than that because the A's have to surpass the Yankees.
Three in a loss, and it's really like four almost at this point.
Yeah, right now it's three in the loss column, but it's four. They have to make up four games on the New York Yankees between now and the end of the season, and quite frankly, I find that to be very unlikely.
No, I don't see it.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Nope.
So for anybody that was Susan was worried about it. She was on with us last week.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to Oakland.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to Oakland.
Look, the fans of the team, always kind of feel that way. I mean, right or wrong, I mean, you always have that negative feel to it when you are a fan of the team. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, when you're not, I mean, you could kind of step back. And again, I mean, it just comes down, that one win over Oakland. If they beat Oakland, it changes the entire narrative.
Look, I agree that sometimes when you're a fan, you look at things differently.
You do.
But I will say this. In 2015, when the Mets were blowing home field advantage and finishing 7-11, I wasn't panicking.
No, I wasn't either. No, no, and you shouldn't be.
So I think,
I was not.
Yeah, so I think we're consistent about that.
Yes.
It's not necessarily, it's the Yankees or it's the Mets.
And we've talked about it endlessly, how many teams have closed the season poorly, badly, and went on and won the World Series.
Yeah.
We've seen it over and over
again. And I don't think the Yankees right now are going to end up closing the season badly anyway.
Probably not.
Especially on the level of some of the other teams we've
cited. Number one, they're getting completely healthy now. I mean, they got everybody back now. Judge is back. Chapman back. Everybody's back. Let's go.
And some of the teams
we
mentioned.
And if Sanchez ever gets hot, look out.
Yeah, well, he better get hot, that's for sure. Or else he's not playing.
Right.
But the teams we mentioned, the 2014 Giants, they finished the season 45-53. The Yankees are not doing that.
Nope.
The 15 Mets went 7-11. The Yankees aren't even doing that.
Yep.
The 2000 Yankees lost 14 out of 17. They're not doing that.
Yep.
So they're not even.
The 06 Cardinals.
06 Cardinals, 06 Tigers. There's a lot of examples of it, and the Yankees are not even in that league. I understand they're not playing their best baseball. Maybe now they will with a couple of victories against the Red Sox. Maybe they will. Who knows? Maybe they won't lose another game. I have no idea, which, by the way, you don't want. You don't want to just go on a run and never lose any more games. You don't want to do that. Because now all of a sudden, imagine that. You sweep the Red Sox. You sweep the Orioles. You sweep the Rays. You got a 13-game winning streak going into the playoffs.
Yeah, right.
You don't want that.
Right. You're due to lose now. I understand. Believe me.
So
I totally get it.
Yankees keep winning. You may go the opposite approach and say, hey, guys, can you calm down a little bit?
Right.
But as far as last night, I don't think Severino made a dent on starting the wild card game. I think, if anything, it just, maybe you have more confidence in him going into game two.
Feel better about him.
Yeah. But for an ALDS game two start. Not for a wild card start.
Right.
And I think
I would still start Tanaka. You know me. I would still stay with that.
No, I'm all in on Tanaka.
Right.
Honestly, even if he got bombed today, I'd stick with him.
I still
trust him.
Yeah. Yep.
I think the only thing that would change that in my eyes is if he got hurt. Which, knock on wood, if you're a Yankee fan, you certainly don't want that to happen.
You don't
want to
see any injuries.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.